is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's recent attacks on the city of Baltimore, Black Congressman Elijah Cummings, and other lawmakers of color could hurt him as the election approaches. But as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the president has a very different opinion.
A Gallup poll last month showed his approval among Black Americans at 8%. Some 80% of registered Black voters in a new Quinnipiac University poll think he's racist. Polling also shows the attacks could hurt the president with suburban voters, whom he'll need to win another term. But he's been telling advisors he thinks the attacks on minority Democrats will help ignite his core, and said much the same while leaving the White House.
Now I think I'm helping myself.
When he returned a few hours later,
there's no strategy. I have no strategy. There's zero strategy.
Saying he's just pointing out facts. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump says he thinks the United States will do well in trade negotiations with China in Shanghai. Speaking at the White House Tuesday, the president said China is suffering more from the current trade war than the United States. Earlier, Trump had warned China against playing a waiting game to see if he wins re-election, tweeting that any deal worked out after next year's election could be worse than the one being offered now. North Korea fired multiple projectiles from its east coast early Wednesday, according to South Korea's military. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles were launched from near North Korea's Hodo Peninsula. The launch comes 6 days after North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles in what it said was a response to South Korea's decision to purchase U.S. weapons and continue joint military drills with Washington. This is VOA News. The first of two scheduled Democratic debates this week is in just over an hour in Detroit, Michigan.